रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 10 ऋषि ऋषिशृंग द कंटिन्यूएशन द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। क्वेश्चन्ड दस सुमंत्रा वेंट ऑन द प्रीस्ट्स स्पोक टू द किंग थ्रू हिज मिनिस्टर्स, follow our advice and you will have your wish. That ascetic has never been outside his native forests. The faithful discharge of his duties and the study of the scriptures take up all his time. The face of a woman is a new sight to him, much less knows he her nature, her ways and her wiles, nor the liquid fire that her looks send through a man's veins. We will cloud his senses with sweet music, fine perfumes, delicious food, flowery soft touch, and sights that captivate the eye, and we are sure to bring him over here. Make up your mind to follow our plan. Send lovely courtesans on this business. Bribe them well by rich presents of silk and clothes, ornaments and money, and they will not fail to have him here at their heels. Do as seems to you best, said the king to them, and deeming it unseemly that they should hold in conversation with the courtesans, they directed the ministers to give them the necessary instructions. Accordingly, the girls went to the forest and hung about the cottage of Vibhandaka, lying in wait for a chance to meet his son alone. The wise young man, who rarely left his hermitage, so engrossed was he in attendance upon his father. As fortune or misfortune would have it, that day he came out of his abode and to the very place where these damsels had set a snare to entrap his unwary self. They joyfully approached him with bright looks of welcome and cooed to him with alluring smiles. Holy one, who art thou, and how is it that you have chosen to make this dark and dreary forest your home? The very forms and features were new to him, and he obligingly replied, Lovely beings, I am the son of the holy Vibhandaka, and Rishishringa he calls me. I have laid up no inconsiderable merit by my religious austerities. Yonder is my cottage, and I would be extremely delighted to receive you there and give you the best welcome in my power. The girls assented and went with him. There he offered them water to wash and drink, and delicious fruits and roots to eat. They received them with joyful thanks, and desirous to leave the place before the terrible Vibhandaka returned, said to him, Fair sir, you will not refuse the taste of the fruits we have brought for you. They offered him every variety of sweet and toothsome delicacies, which he partook of with unfeigned delight and wonder, for never before had he seen such sweet fruits and roots. The girls then took leave of him, saying, Holy sir, allow us to depart to our homes, for we are close upon the hour of prayer and worship. And the young ascetic, his senses all in a whirl at the sight of the divinely beautiful forms, by the delicious sweetness of the fruits they gave him, by the subtle fragrance that their persons and dress exhaled, by the heart-ravishing strains of the music, and the dreamy languor of their looks, and not the least by the passionate kisses and embraces, they sent a stream of molten lava through his veins, found his life miserable away from them, and yearned for the moment when he would meet them again. After a time, the restlessness that took possession of him drove him to the spot where he came upon them the day before, and with eager eyes he scanned the road they took. They failed not, and having made sure that they had lured him into their trap, said to him laughingly, Light of our eyes, you do us a great injustice in that you do not return a visit to you. Come and see us where we live. We will find here nicer fruits than those we gave you yesterday, and you can be sure of a warmer welcome at our hermitage. He took their words for gospel truth, and only too glad was he to go with them. The moment his feet touched the soil of Anga, Indra's wrath was gone, and the rain poured over the land and drenched the thirsty fields. and the people rejoiced thereat. The king met his welcome visitor that brought with him the much prayed for reins, and reverentially touching his feet with his head, said with joined palms, O Holy One, may an unworthy servant of thine sue for pardon for having induced thee by an unworthy ruse to visit my kingdom. May he pray of thee to save him from the terrible wrath of thy saintly sire. Rishi Shringa did not disappoint him, and Rompada took him to his palace and joyfully gave him his daughter Shanta for a wife. The sage abode with him thereafter, his least wishes anticipated and every desire of his heart gratified. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.